Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Tools and Weapons is a podcast exploring the promise and the peril of the digital age, hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. His latest guest is Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for its pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science, with the goal of making sure no one on planet Earth goes hungry. On Tools and Weapons, Brad and Bill discuss how the German company is using artificial intelligence paired with CRISPR technology to increase food production without fertilizers. Their efforts put AI and digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre on a hotter, more crowded planet. The veteran biotech executive also shares his thoughts on how to keep things innovative at a company that's been around since the 1860s. It's the latest conversation in a series that invites listeners to pull up a front row seat to some of the most important developments in technology today. You can find this episode and many more of Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, weirdos. Rachel here. Yes, Weirdest Thing is on hiatus for just a little while longer, but we couldn't keep ourselves away. We're in your feeds to share episode 1 of season 2 of Ask Us Anything. Ask Us Anything is Popular Science's other awesome podcast. And if you haven't listened yet, the concept is pretty great. It's a quick, fun, easy-to-digest podcast where PopSci editors sit down to dive into questions that are always plaguing you, like, why can't I touch my toes? And questions that have never occurred to you, like, what does dinosaur taste like? Or maybe that has occurred to you, but we're definitely going to get to some questions that haven't occurred to you, I promise. And your mind will be blown. So if you like what you're about to listen to, and don't worry, you definitely will, search for Ask Us Anything wherever you listen to your podcasts and subscribe. While we're here, one more quick thing. If you haven't heard, Weirdest Thing is going to have a live stream show on September 21st. We're very excited, and there are some special prizes you'll be eligible for if you're one of the first few people to buy tickets. So don't delay. Click that link in the episode notes and get yourself a seat, but not a physical seat. We're doing it virtually because we love you and want to keep you safe. So the seat is your couch or a friend's couch. Like, you could have a party around it as long as it's a reasonably small number of people and you open the windows or wear masks or whatever. Be safe. Get vaccinated. I don't have to tell you guys this. You already know all this, but we would love to see you virtually on September 21st. So please get your tickets now. And just because we want to make extra certain you don't forget, we will be back a couple of times this month. I'm not going to tell you when. I want to keep you nimble. But keep an eye on your feed, because you'll be getting a couple of bonus episodes from Weirdest Thing before September is over. All right, that's enough from me. Enjoy season 2 of Ask Us Anything. Don't forget to subscribe, and I will be back with more Weirdest Thing for you very soon.
Tools and Weapons is a podcast exploring the promise and the peril of the digital age, hosted by Microsoft's Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. His latest guest is Bayer CEO Bill Anderson. Though most of us know Bayer for its pharmaceuticals, they're also focused on crop science, with the goal of making sure no one on planet Earth goes hungry. On Tools and Weapons, Brad and Bill discuss how the German company is using artificial intelligence paired with CRISPR technology to increase food production without fertilizers. Their efforts put AI and digital tools in the hands of farmers to get the most out of every acre on a hotter, more crowded planet. The veteran biotech executive also shares his thoughts on how to keep things innovative at a company that's been around since the 1860s. It's the latest conversation in a series that invites listeners to pull up a front row seat to some of the most important developments in technology today. You can find this episode and many more of Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, welcome back to Ask Us Anything, where popular science answers your most outlandish, mind-burning questions, from what the universe is made of to why not everyone can touch their toes. I'm your host, Claire Maldarelli, and we are excited to be back for season two. We have so many great questions to answer, so let us not waste any time. This episode's question has plagued many of our listeners on particularly rough mornings. The question is, can you cure a hangover?
Oh, yes. This is a party trick that I would love to learn.
Right? Hangovers are the worst. You might be able to manage a throbbing headache, fatigue, or dizziness on its own, but when you combine those sensations with nausea and pretty much every other symptom in Pepto-Bismol's classic jingle, the side effects of a good night out become borderline intolerable. So, is there anything we can do about it? There must be a secret, scientifically backed hack for preventing a hangover, right? Stay tuned for the surprising answer. So, hangovers, they are the worst. But knowing how to prevent them starts with knowing what actually causes them.
Yeah, okay, that makes sense. Tell me more.
Okay, so a quick note here that in researching this episode, I found that there is an official medical term. I love medical terms. For hangovers, they're technically called vasalgia, which comes from the Norwegian word kveis, which roughly translates to quote-unquote uneasiness following debauchery, and algia, which is Greek for pain.
Yeah, so that's pretty on the nose.
But you probably don't care what the proper name for your splitting headache is, so let's keep this primer moving. To the best of researchers' knowledge, hangovers are caused by a multitude of factors. One of the factors has to do with how your body rids itself of the alcohol you've consumed. Alcohol dehydrogenase, or ADH, is the main enzyme that breaks down alcohol into acetaldehyde. This substance then continues to break down until it makes its way out of your body. But acetaldehyde itself is also toxic to the human body. So once you've had a few drinks and your body starts to process all of the alcohol they contain, this toxin, acetaldehyde, builds up in your bloodstream and can cause symptoms like nausea. It's also possible that acetate, which is the next substance your body turns acetaldehyde into, can cause hangover symptoms.
Yeah, it makes sense that literal poison is involved. I mean, it certainly feels that way. But what about all the other symptoms besides puking or feeling queasy?
That's where things get complicated. According to Reed Caldwell, the chief of service at the emergency department at NYU Langone Cobble Hill in New York, it's really difficult to pin a hangover on any one thing. Caldwell told me that arguably one of the most important factors is dehydration, which can cause many of the classic hangover symptoms like headache, dizziness, lightheadedness, and thirst. Alcohol is a diuretic, which means it increases urine production. That effect can leave you really dried out if you're not chugging a glass of water for every shot or pint. People who are really intoxicated can also experience vomiting and diarrhea, which of course causes even more fluid loss.
Got it. That all makes sense. So is hydration the secret to stopping a hangover in its tracks?
Drinking water definitely helps, but there's also a lot of other factors at play. Many people say that certain alcoholic beverages cause worse hangovers than others, and there is indeed some scientific evidence to back that up. Alcoholic drinks often have substances in them that give them interesting flavors and, of course, colors. These substances, called congeners, are essentially chemical byproducts of fermentation. A 2008 study ranked a number of alcoholic beverages by reported hangover severity. People experienced the least severe hangovers when drinking ethanol diluted in orange juice, aka a screwdriver, which was also the drink with the lowest level of congeners. Beer was next, followed by vodka, gin, white wine, whiskey, rum, red wine, and finally, brandy. Those results suggest that hangover severity shoots up as the congeners in your drink do.
Got it. So something to keep in mind before drinking brandy all evening, perhaps.
Yes, maybe not the best idea if you don't want a splitting headache the next day, especially if you're drinking late into the night. Poor sleep can also worsen a hangover. A good sleep, Caldwell says, requires certain factors like proper body temperature regulation and appropriate cortisol levels. Alcohol can affect all of these things, so you wake up feeling unrested. This can lead to classic hangover symptoms like drowsiness, dizziness, and nausea.
Okay, cool. Another excuse to end social plans at a reasonable hour.
Indeed. Unfortunately, there are a couple more factors that might make you feel terrible after drinking. Alcohol itself is pretty harsh on the gastrointestinal tract. Too much of it can cause enough irritation to bring on symptoms like nausea and vomiting, as well as heartburn and diarrhea. On top of all of this, unfortunately, some people may simply be more likely to get hungover than others. Some folks have a mutation in the gene that codes for the creation of alcohol dehydrogenase, which again is the enzyme that breaks down alcohol to produce toxic acetaldehyde. This mutation increases the rate at which alcohol is broken down, which sounds like a good thing, but also means that acetaldehyde builds up faster.
Okay, so all of this brings us full circle to the original question at hand. Can you cure a hangover?
Unfortunately, while many people have their own personal go-to hangover foods or routines, Caldwell says there's really no magic bullet.
All rats.
But that doesn't mean there's nothing to be done. Since dehydration is often involved, drinking water or an electrolyte beverage like Gatorade or Pedialyte is key. Hydrating while you're drinking alcohol will make your resulting hangover less severe, and drinking plenty of fluids when you wake up will make you feel better faster. Aside from that, rest and mild painkillers can help with the symptoms too. And so can things like Tums and Pepto-Bismol for those awesome GI issues. While they might make you feel like death, Caldwell says hangovers are rarely an emergency situation. So unless you are vomiting so much that you can't keep fluids down, there's no need to go to the ER or receive IV fluids. Plain water works great.
I guess that might not be the magic bullet we hoped for, but at least the advice is pretty straightforward.
Exactly. So in summary, enjoy alcohol, drink water with each alcoholic beverage, stick to clear drinks when you can, and try to stop drinking a few hours before bedtime so you can get that good night's sleep. Then hydrate and medicate as needed the next morning. Good luck.
Ask Us Anything is a Popular Science podcast. We're available on all major podcast platforms, so subscribe wherever you're listening now. And if you like what you hear, please rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. It helps new friends find the show. Ask Us Anything is written, researched, and produced by all of our hosts. Audio production, engineering, and mixing is done by me, Jess Bodie. Big thanks to Grace Wade and Lauren Leffer for keeping our facts straight, Katie Beloff for designing our logo, and Billy Cadden for making our theme music. If you'd like to submit a question to Ask Us Anything, shoot us an email at ask@popsci.com. Thanks for listening.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, Whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.